That rocks.
Oh, good morning. Hot breath. Get out of here. It's 7:41. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Let's get right to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Special-Lite.com. Start a new career with amazing starting pay, great benefits, room to grow. Special-Lite.com. Check them out. Your topic for today, what's something that is comically overpriced?
All right, comically is the key word there.
You just look at it and you go, what?
Ridiculous.
That's the price tag on that?
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I got a great one. I think it's the best one, honestly. You want me to start off with the best answer?
Go for it.
Come on, Pelotoners. It's time to go.
It's time to go for
2,000. Okay, so I looked it up. And, dude, you know how hard it was to type in Peloton into my Google? Because now I know there's going to be ads everywhere.
Oh, yeah. They're like, this guy wants it. This guy wants it.
It was tough. But I had to check out this price. So the Peloton stationary, the most basic piece of metal bike. It's basically a base model fan bike.
Yeah.
$1,400. $1,400 where it starts. But you can't just get that. You got to get the Peloton bike plus the stationary, blah, 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 whatever. $2,945. $2,945, bro.
But Hunter,
to get on a bike for someone to bark at you to keep pedaling.
If I don't buy it, then how am I able to tell people that I own a Peloton? All right, that's the only reason I spend that kind of money. Did you hear that there's an ad going on right now? And Peloton, the original Peloton bike is now $400 cheaper. If I was one of the original people to buy a bike, guess what you guys are doing? You're sending me a check for $400.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Man. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? The wife just ran downstairs for some reason. You got something to say? What's going on? What?
So, funny story, because I haven't even gotten to tell Hunter this. Last night, I had a work event, and I saw one of his friends from high school, and he was talking to me. He knows I work out, and he's like, dude, I just got this Peloton bike that I ordered.
Oh,
I said,
who?
I said, Anthony.
Oh.
I said, Hunter is going to be so disgusted.
Dude, you take that back. You know how many gym memberships you can get?
You know, the only reason he brought up working out at all, he's probably like led your lovely wife to it, like, oh, so I see you've been out there, you're looking good. Hey, by the way, I own a Peloton.
We were friends.
Comically overpriced Peloton. Absolutely.
Hey, wait, Brock, it doesn't stop there, though. So because I typed this into Google, there's like the ad, you know, it kind of goes over. Doesn't stop there. Yeah. Peloton's women's leggings.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
$96.
Well, of course. That's the only proper leggings to wear while riding your Peloton. Yeah.
They're leggings.
Yeah.
It's just a piece of...
Yeah. What they need is a Peloton dildo, because you know what?
That's what's happening.
He's just getting screwed, man. Yeah.
Your wallet is sore.
Yep.
Yeah, grab your ankles. That's what's happening when you buy a Peloton.
Great answer. Comically overpriced. Peloton. I love it.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I think that was a very good answer. I think mine probably are right up there with yours. So something for me, or actually a couple things that are comically overpriced. First of all, gas station air. What? You're going to charge me $1 for 4 minutes of air.
It's golden air, man. Can't just get that anywhere, bro.
Good God.
It's all around me. Like, it's all right. It's right here.
No. We're going to charge you. Another thing that's comically overpriced is sauce packets. And I like, too, it's not even like an even price. Like, could I get a couple extra barbecues? That'll be 52 cents. Okay.
$5.52.
Fine. Did Ronald McDonald do the math on that, and that's what it cost for my extra comically overpriced? It's a sauce packet. Yeah.
They rationed the sauce packets out.
You know,
and when you ask for another one,
they're offended.
It's like you're taking it from their personal stash.
I even at this point now just say, I'd like extra sauce. If it's extra, that's fine. Like, it's lead it. It's fine. Just, you know what? It's overpriced, but we'll just put it in a bag.
Dude, even if you pay the extra fee, it's like they're still upset.
Yeah.
What? Really? I'd like sauce with my nuggets.
Yeah. You guys don't give me enough. And when I eat 40 Ever. Chicken nuggets, you go through a lot of sauce. Lastly, and this,
that's a good one.
This one, I'll kind of, it kind of encompasses a lot of stuff. And I'll just, I'll phrase it as this: Pinterest stores or Pinterest booths, if you will, at like craft fairs. And what I mean by that is it's
First off, you shouldn't be on Pinterest.
No. This is what it is. It's those stores or at a craft fair you go to, and it, literally all it is someone who took time to make stuff off of Pinterest, whether it's like a piece of a lawn art, and all they did was do the thing on Pinterest that they saw, and now they set up their own booth with the Pinterest crafts that they then sell for overpriced. It's like, okay. Oh yeah, this is a piece of barn wood that I wrote welcome on, and I'm going to charge you $85 for it.
$85.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah.
See Rock City. It's a $98 This is
homemade bath salts, and we're going to charge you $37 for one little packet. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's art, Brock. It's art, you know? You can put any price on it.
Here's a rock that we taped googly eyes to. That'll be $107. No. No.
This is a kit you bought off Amazon. Yeah, I've seen this before. My kid made one of these.
So chalk that up. Any sign that's homemade that says live, laugh, love, and they put $47 on there. Like, what? No. So, all right.
Those little messages on the wall.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I was really angry.
I was worried about that. I was worried about if I was living, laughing, and loving enough. And luckily, your overpriced sign at this craft fair in your booth reminded me. I will gladly pay $97. Thank you.
So some nice cursive, too.
You took a mason jar and glued burlap to it. I'm not overpaying for it.
We did this in Sunday school when I was a child.
It's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something that's comically overpriced? We got your answers. When we come back, stick around. Yeah! Well, good morning. 754, Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's happening?
Yeah, Ace. Your topic for today brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's something that is comically overpriced? When you just... You look at the price tag, you go,
come on.
I'm not paying that.
Ridiculous.
Is this real? Is this the right price? Oh, it is. Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. We got some great answers on Facebook. Mike said sport and concert tickets, which are only going up, too, with the pandemic.
Wow, it is expensive to go to a game. Here's my problem with it. I get the experience. You get there, you get the crowd noise. The full experience is awesome. But it's not like you're going there to see the game, really. Dude, you're always in the nosebleeds. A bunch of ants down there. You can't really tell what's going on. You're basically paying for the crowd noise. That's what you're doing.
You know what kills me is I don't mind the ticket being pricey. That's fine. Like, if I'm going to a concert or a game. But then when I get in the stadium, can you not make the
$10 beers?
$10 and a hot dog $6? Like, you guys are already raking me over the coals with the ticket price for the event. Give me a $2, $3 beer, okay? Like, and I mean, maybe that keeps people from going nuts, but it's just ridiculous. You know, you have a, I'm trying to think the Packer game I went to. I mean, it was like an $80 ticket a piece. $80 per, and it, I mean, they were fine seats, but it's not like we were reading the back of the jersey.
Isn't bad, really.
No, it's not. But again, they weren't that good of seats. You know what I mean? Like we were pretty far away from the action. So, and that's for Kiki and I. And then, you know, the trip up there, then the food beforehand, the food during, it's like, oh man, that's a $500 day by the end of it, man.
Our buddy Whitley just went to the first Carolina game, the Panthers game. He said that there was a lady walking around the stadium giving out free beers in a tub before the game. So he's like, what's going on? They went from $10 to free. No, they only do it before the game to get you all juiced up.
Oh,
and then that's gone. Then it's cut off. So now you got to go pay, $12 for
it. You got to keep that whistle wet. That's what it is. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
They're doing it right. They understand.
I'm surprised they don't pay people to just go to the games because it's the Carolina Panthers. So.
Damn.
Dennis said beef jerky. Amen to that. Why?
Dude, that's a good answer.
Yeah, great answer. Comically overpriced. That and nuts.
Oh, yeah, like cashews or pistachios.
Mixed, like, I get this big, and it's a great value brand, mixed nuts. And every time I get it, I'm like, God, this seems pricey for nuts, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's because the better the nut, the more expensive. You just your basic peanut, cheap.
Amen to that, Hunter. The better the nut, the more expensive it is going to be. Amen to that. Come on now. True. Let's see. Ben said gas. Macy said diabetic supplies.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah, I know firsthand about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's ridiculous. But
they
guys.
Were working on that, though. Weren't they working on something like that?
No, they don't work on anything. You know, hey, we're going to continue to pay ridiculous amounts of money. Dude, there's people out there. You know why other countries get it for free? Free.
Yeah.
They give it to you.
Yep. Well, Hunter.
Hey, if you're on heroin and you need Narcan to keep you alive, free. Here you go.
Hunter, you don't need an EpiPen, buddy. I got my Fun Dip. I'm ready to go for you.
Oh,
all
shut
right?
up. You keep your powdered up wiener away from me. I'm not passing out because I'm going low. You stay away.
I'm saving his life. let's see. Heidi said car registration. Yeah, you know, that's a great answer, Heidi. Like, yeah. Just anything with our vehicles. Like, look, I bought the vehicle, okay? I pay taxes that help keep the roads up and running, okay? I bought the vehicle. I paid taxes on the vehicle, okay? I got the vehicle registered. And then you're going to keep charging me year after year to keep driving a vehicle that I've already paid taxes and done everything on. It's
insane. And on top of that, you make us sit in that building and wait. You take that number and you sit there and you wait.
And then let's add into, okay, of course, if you want to get into the parks, you got to pay this fee too.
Oh,
mother.
Geez, dude.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you got a motorcycle, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. You got more money?
Wait a minute. How many axles does that have? Oh, that's an extra charge. Yeah, ridiculous.
Just take your piggy bank, break it on the counter. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Isn't that being taxed twice? I thought we have laws on that. I thought I couldn't be taxed twice on something. What do I know? Let's see. Brandon said, whatever you two get paid to do the morning show. That's true. That's true. That's
true. Shut the hell up, Brandon.
Let's see. Andrea said garbage bags.
Really? Expensive. You know, my wife usually buys those. I don't know how expensive those are.
She also takes out the garbage too, which is ridiculous.
Why don't you shut up. You and Brandon.
You know, I do think something that just you throw trash in is probably is probably more than it needs to be. And I buy cheap ones too. I buy cheap bottom of the barrel stuff. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Your toilet paper is probably pretty thin, isn't it?
Oh, very thin, dude. I get the cheapest. I get the cheapest double ply, and then I split it apart. So yeah, I get double the roll. Man.
It floats. It floats in the air. It's so thin.
Terrible. I just hose off a lot afterwards. Hey, we got to take a break. We-